than scheduled. I'm joined in the studio by Margaret and Pauline, both registered fundraisers for Cancer Research UK, who are joined by Dr. Stefan Gospodinov from Life Chiropractic Clinic in Wickford to talk about the Christmas gift and craft fair. Now, you're both laughing, ladies. Have I pronounced one of your names wrong? Yeah. Go on.
It's Kathleen.
It's Kath.
Kath, what did I call you? Catherine?
We're known as Kath and Megs.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I like to do the posh bit. I'll just put it down here. See, that this is how you know I have researched you, but I've obviously called you. But did I sound a bit plush? I like the way they're both laughing. Now, you came in to see me last year, so it's great to have you both back in the studio with Dr. Stefan as well here. And we're going to be talking to him in a while. Now, you're both registered to work for Cancer Research.
Yes.
So tell us, first of all, before we talk about the event, how did you become involved with Cancer Research UK?
Well, it's my fault, really, because I lost a much-loved cat to cancer, and I didn't realise that animals could get cancer.
Yeah.
And then a few years after that, we lost another cat to cancer, and we thought, you know what, let's try and do something about this. It's not just people, it's animals as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't care. Let's see if we can get help with this research and get a cure.
Yeah, and it is a devastating. I mean, I've got friends at the moment that have lost pets, and they've cats and dogs. It devastates people, absolutely, because they're part of your life, aren't they?
Yeah.
And we don't, and you're right, people don't necessarily put cancer and animals.
No, I'd never heard of it before until it happened to me.
Yeah.
And it absolutely broke my heart.
How many fundraisers have you been involved with so far?
Wow. Well, we've got three this month of our own. Then we attend other people's as well. Oh, must have been 30, 40.
Wow.
If we, you know, count up how many we've attended.
Yeah.
Probably more.
We've raised £6,000 over 5 years.
Wow.
And that's without this year.
Give you time for free.
Oh,
and you,
yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, you know, we have a huge raffle at our events.
Yeah.
And the tickets are only 50 pence. And that 50 pence someone spends on a raffle ticket could be the cure. It could be they get the treatment they need. So all sorts of things. Just 50p could make the difference.
Yep. Now, you've got a Christmas market Saturday the 30th of November at the Billericay School. So what can people expect on the day?
Well, it's free entry, plenty of free parking. We don't believe charging an entry because you don't pay to go in a shop.
Yeah.
We've got Father Christmas with free gifts for the little ones. We've got free sand art for the little ones. And we've also got free colour your own Christmas bauble type thing.
Oh,
all free for the kiddies.
Excellent.
We've got over 40 stalls selling our variety
of things. That's the incredible things, over 40. So you're literally going to walk in and there's 40 different places that you can go and have a look at. How long, ladies, did it take you to organise 40 lots of people? I think, because it does take a lot of work to do. You're looking at me going, yes?
It's about a year.
Yeah.
We've also been very lucky to be given some clotted cream and some jam.
What now?
So we can do
cream teas
on the day.
Yeah.
And all that money will be going to Cancer Research UK.
And where's that come from?
That's come from Rodders.
Ooh.
So it is a proper clotted cream.
Oh, lovely.
So, yes.
Come on then, Michelle. Come along.
I thought you were going to say, and here I have some of the produce. That was going to be really, yum.
It's not arrived yet.
Father Christmas, as we said, is going to be there. So all the kids out there, you know, he's very busy this time of year going to different events, but he is going to be there. Now, Dr. Stefan, it's Gospodinov.
Not even close.
Not even close. Have I done it wrong now?
Gospodinov.
Gospodinov. See, I said it not bad when I was off air. I tried my best. Lovely to have you in the studio. You're a chiropractor.
That's correct,
from Wickford.
Yeah.
You are sponsoring this event, but before we talk about that, tell us about your business and how you got into being a chiropractor.
Yeah, so every chiropractor has their personal story. Mine is far from dull. I almost ended up on the wheelchair when I was 16, playing basketball. It's when I actually moved to England, so I didn't speak much, or I didn't have a clue what chiropractic was, which kind of led me to study it and never look back, really. So pursued the career and got involved with the business myself, Life Chiropractic Clinics. And it was last March we opened the fourth clinic we have now in Wickford. And it's going well. It's kind of, I can never judge chiropractic business, because that means you have a lot of patients in pain. So yeah. I rather treat people that are pain-free nowadays.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's another big problem, actually. Back pain, neck pain, headaches. As Mags will tell you, because she's one of my patients, is how we actually met, knee problems and joint issues as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, happy to help. Obviously, we moved into the community. I didn't know much about Wickford, and that was one of my biggest motivations, really, just to get involved with the community and give something back.
Yeah.
So that's how me and Max got involved. She was actually a client of mine. I didn't know her before. Came in, presented with a few issues, as we all have, health-wise. Mm. And she's a good patient now, I can say.
Yeah.
And,
Hello.
And I've been going to their events for almost 12, 14 months now? 2 years, probably.
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. And it's amazing. The level of organization they have.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So people don't realize how much goes in the background, but yeah.
Don't forget to tell them what you offer at our events as well.
Yeah, we always do free posture screenings, which means
I'm trying to sit straight. I don't know if you can see, I'm leaning over to one side. I'm sleeking out of my seat.
I'm trying not to judge.
I'll sit up straight. Yeah, that's a bit better. Because we do, we all tell, I think the thing is, because we're always on our phones quite a bit, we've got this habit of leaning over.
Yeah.
And people just, we don't sit up straight. And if you put your arms back, and my dad used to say to me, drop your shoulders to sit up straight, and you go, I can now see how much people out there are probably doing this, actually.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
much people slouch. So is it due to people being on the computers quite a bit, or just general?
Yeah, there is a lot to it, but just to kind of give it a brief explanation, evolutionary speaking, this is where people stop listening now, but it's going to get more exciting. Evolutionary speaking, when we learned to go from fours to two legs, we're designed to stand upright. What's happening now is, with your job, with some of my job as well, we tend to go from climbing trees and being chased by animals to sitting down. And there is actually a new saying in science, it's sitting is the new smoking. It's that bad for us and for our health. So get up, people. Yes. Start moving a bit more.
Move a bit more.
That's it.
And no cream teas. Well, I mean, obviously.
In moderation.
In moderation. We're all standing. Are you James? James, yeah, James is nice. I've got nice straight back there. So you can find out more. What's your website?
It's called www.lifechiropractic.co.uk. We're all over Essex, really. We're a big company. And our biggest motto is just to make it affordable and easy for people to get their spine and their posture checked before something else happens.
Yes, because nothing's worse than back pain. It's like toothache, isn't it?
When I first went to him, I was dragging my leg.
Yeah.
I could hardly walk. Now I'm now skipping along.
Yeah.
So I can guarantee that it worked for me.
Excellent.
And he's very caring, and he does sit and listen to me waffling on.
Which is part of the job.
Which is, it certainly
part
is.
Of the healing.
So you're sponsoring this, and there is another sponsor who's not here today as well, so just give them a mention.
That's right, yeah, it's Timmy English. They're an estate agent in Wickford.
Yeah.
They just couldn't make it today, but we're just so happy that we've got one of our sponsors here. So
excellent.
We're very lucky, and he's a brilliant chiropractor.
Now, I just have to say to both of you, again, fantastic work you do, because you do this for the love of doing it and raising money for Cancer Research UK. So I think we should have a round of applause for you two for doing all this work
and
doing all of the organisation, because I know it takes a lot. So it's going to be on Saturday the 30th of November at the Billericay School.
Can I just say that after this, on Saturday the 7th, we're at Hutton
Booper Holiday Village.
It's a care home, yeah. So if anybody in Hutton is around, come and see us, please, because all your what you buy, it will be going to Cancer Research.
Excellent. What time does it kick off on the 30th? Is it
10 till 3.
And yeah. As you said, it's free to get in, and there's plenty of parking.
Yes.
Lovely. Great to meet you. Let us know what the total is this time as well.
We will. Thank you very much. I'll make sure
that I get your names correct when you come in next time.
Thank you. My
posh version. Thank you very much to the three of you for
coming in. Thank you so much.
See you again.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Just coming up to 11:20, Heels Estelle with Free. Okay.